David, Windsor Park, a 2-0 win against Coleraine. First of all, your thoughts on the actual game?
It was a hard game. There wasn't really too much flow in the game. But the goalkeeper did his best to try and slow the momentum down in the game. Not that we had too much. But one thing that we did do was, I thought our professionalism today shone through. We got two quick goals, which basically took the sting and probably the heart out of Coleraine today. They had a fairly strong team out today. I know there's one or two maybe missing for different reasons, but the game in general, I don't think it was a great spectacle. It didn't need to be. There's not too many games again, and people want to see the perfect performance and the perfect game going into split games. You're never going to get that because there's so much on the line for not only us as a club, the other club that you're playing against for different reasons and jostling for position in around the top six. So you're never going to get the perfect game. But one thing that we've done this year was take the sting out of some of the other teams. In the first game at Solitude, I thought we'd done enough to win the game. We probably nearly done enough to beat Glentoran here in the second game. So we took the sting out of Glentoran. We basically put them out of the league title in the second game. And then we kicked on from there. And as I said, I finished in the manner that we did with 7 points out of nine against three really top teams after playing the top two, as a credit to the players.
Clevenville pushed us all the way and they deserve a lot of credit for being runners up, don't they?
Absolutely. And Paddy's a gentleman. He's a fantastic coach by all accounts. And the job that he's done as manager has been incredible. So congratulations. I'll speak to Paddy. I've already got a missed call and a text from Paddy, and that's the type of sort of relationship, even though we don't know each other that well, that we sort of have. There's a huge mutual respect. And I think as football clubs, I know Linfield and Cliftonville going back over the years, I've never seen eye to eye on quite a lot of things. But there's a genuine respect there now from both clubs, both when we go to Solitude and when we come here. I know there's a new chairman in place, and the staff that they have, they recruited very well, and the players that they brought in, and they are a fantastic team, and I've no doubt they will go and represent the Irish League and European football this year with great dignity, with the manager and the staff and the players that they have, and they should relish it. I say sometimes after when you win a league title, you don't want to sound patronising, whatever else, but say huge respect. They kept going and they kept going, and people were asking. And I know probably about 2 months ago they put it in the press about, you know, you know Paddy kept mugging these journalists off by, you know, Chem, they're out of the title race, and it's Linfields and others to go and win or to lose. But we always knew that Cliftonville were going to be a dangerous animal, and with the players and the manager that they have, I've no doubt they'll be back bigger and stronger next year.
40 minutes into the game, the nervousness hadn't set in, but goals will always live in the memory, and Ben Hall got that goal and he'll remember it for the rest of his life, and Chris McKee almost put the game to bed with the second one. So the goals were good goals and they're memorable goals, and they'll go down in the folklore and history of this great club, won't they?
Yeah, and I said that during the week, that somebody could write themselves into the history books of Linfield. And there's always challenges here in terms of, because there's always been a manager, a player, or certain players who have always done that wee bit more than you here, because Linfield have a huge institution of success that's been built up over the time. But I said to the players about being brave today. Ben was brave in the goal that he scored. Chris was brave in terms of his run and his finish. You know, that it's not an easy finish that he's sort of stepping onto. But give Chris credit. He's been out practicing day after day after day since he's come here on loan from Rangers. I hope he's enjoyed his time here, because he's played his part with, you know, the huge goals that he scored here. And Ben, you know, speaking to them, you know, I think that's certainly Chris's first league title as a man. That's Ben Hall's first league title, and there's one or two in there with their firsts, which again is great. You know, Ahmed coming on, I spoke to Ahmed before he went on the pitch today, and you know, Ahmed's went under the radar this year in terms of the games and the performance and what he's actually given us. So he's been a huge plus, and again, our own fans and other fans were critical of myself and Willie McEwen, who's been a huge, huge asset to me and his time at this football club. We were called Lonefield, we were laughed at. Healy has lost the plot in January in terms of his signings and scrambling round. I wish we could have got it done sooner. We didn't. We didn't replace the experienced players that we did that we had last year. But again, we lost, I think we won the league title last year and we lost 8 games. We won the league title this year, losing less games. Unbeaten at home, not being behind for 1 second of a league game at Windsor Park this year. I think we've ended up with more points than we did last year. And people still question, you know, they can question me till the cows come home, you know, that's water off a duck's back. But there's a couple of animals I threw in there for you. But for when you hear and you see and, you know, because I know the players are big, they read and they hear what's being said on social media, and I think it was a wee bit uncalled for, unjust. These players keep delivering. The boys that have been here year in, year out, they have that enthusiasm and hunger to keep going. You're adding players like Big Sam Roscoe come in and played a huge part this year. Didn't play in the last number of weeks because Ben had come in and done so well. Shieldsy's obviously coming in the summer, and Shieldsy's played 16, 17 months now, basically solid. He's on the verge of breakdown, and by his own accounts, even today when he said to me, he was rubbish today. But what he gives you is a presence.
Your captain, 10 league winners' medals.
It's an incredible achievement. I know he missed today, but you know what a proud, proud person he must be tonight. You know, 10 league championships medals. The one football club, a club that we all care about. I care greatly about the club, the image of the football club. I try and protect the image of the football club. We get stick at times for not putting out about COVID illnesses or injuries and different little things and whatever else. And you know, we feel the wrath of that. And it's like the United Nations sometimes that we're called, that we keep everything in house. But it's always done for a reason, to try and make Linfield winners on the pitch. And we'll continue. You know, as a club, Linfield will always be successful, whether I'm here or not. Whether it was David or Roy Coyle or Trevor Anderson or whoever else was before me, it's been successful. We did, as a club, go through the transition sort of period this year. So we're probably ahead of where we probably thought we would have been. We'll try and keep improving the standard and move on to next year. Because next year now, you know, when it gets to tomorrow and next week and the week after and whatever else, the preparation's already started. We're trying to get things done. And again, that's great credit to the professionalism of Pat Fenlon. Obviously, I would like to thank Pat for his... He's there when we need him. He's there when I need him. Willie McEwen for his professionalism. You know, the staff. And I probably should have wrote all the staff down, but they know, and I'm going to thank them individually and personally tonight for their genuine hard work this year.
One other man whose impact I think has been enormous, and you mentioned your January signings, but you signed a 21-year-old kid that no one had heard of.
Yeah.
And he got 4 goals that earned us 7 points, and effectively one of the points took 2 off the team that finished second. So what an impact his goals have had in terms of helping us over the line and winning this league today.
Yeah, and he should be extremely proud. Say it would have been another one on the long list that the small minority of Linfield fans keep reminding me at times of Dud signings that Healy has brought to the football club. He could have fell into that in terms of, because it was a gamble, but we knew what type of lad it was, and you know, fair play to Ethan when we brought him in, he was desperate to sign here. He could have took the easy option instead at Knockbreeder or maybe moved to a smaller club to get game time. We probably didn't envisage that he was going to get as many minutes and the exposure that he got in the short term that he's been here. I say it's great credit to Ethan that he's come in, settled in, the boys love him, and he will continue to improve and move forward. And some of his goals that he scored this year was, you know, as Big Ethan says in his interviews, powerful. You know, because he's that type of sort of lad that he's still learning his way in terms of on and off the pitch.
And you didn't expect to bring him on this early today, did you?
Absolutely not. And I thought it was a penalty. I haven't seen it again, but I thought initially at the time, I thought it was a penalty. Chris McKee, you know, young lad, bringing him back from Rangers. Not too much sort of known about Chris. We've known Chris because Chris has been through the academy and in the academy, understands, and he's a Linfield supporter. And he scored big goals for us too this year. Big, big, big goals. And today, the second one today, another young player who we brought in, Ben Hall, in January, coming up with the loan field signings, bringing in and, you know, coming to the party to help the real Linfield be successful again.
This club's all about history, and the big number for today is 56.
Yeah.
And you know, we would love, obviously, Rangers to join us in 56. If they don't, we're out on our own. World leaders in terms of domestic titles. You've won a few on our own now. I mean, how do you follow all this, David?
By at the minute, I'm taking a break. Going to reflect on the tough season that we've had, the challenges that we've had. I'll reflect with my family and speak to them to see where we go moving forward. As I say, I want to enjoy tonight. And say I want to personally go and thank the staff and their families and whatever else that we have tonight. It'll be an extremely funny night tonight. It'll be a great night tonight. All their families, including my own, my wife and my children, they see me when things aren't great. And then I have to come and manage on a Saturday, or I have to go and put myself in front of the press when maybe deep down you're not feeling as if you want to, but you have to. They see you in the house when the blindfold's off and everybody sees you. They see what type of person that you can become. I can be extremely narky and moody. I can get anxious. I got anxious today. But they see, my wife and my kids in particular, as I say, you know, I can never thank them enough for, you know, the love and support that they've given me, not only today and this season, but in general.
David, enjoy tonight.
No, we'll do
and enjoy the break. And in a few weeks, we'll be back in Europe.
Yeah.
But for now, switch off from the stress and the pressures and from every single Linfield person. Congratulations. It's been a magnificent achievement, 56. And all you know all the tough teams we've had to play this year.
Absolutely.
So to come out top of the pile this year in a transitional year, it's got to rank as one of our best ever. So congratulations from everyone.
Thank you, Andy. I appreciate that. I would like to finish by, again, the real supporters. And we have so many thousands of genuine supporters that support this club through thick and thin and get right behind the players and myself as the manager and whatever else. We had so many supporters here today. I thought the atmosphere was brilliant at the start. I thought that was a great initiative that the club had sort of put out today to try and get that sort of little small percentage off the pitch. We're always looking for small percentage gains on the pitch to see how we can keep improving. But you know, there's going to be many Linfield supporters who were here today who would have thoroughly enjoyed that. Another league title day, hugely successful long list of, you know, titles that they've probably seen. There'd be supporters who tune in from afar watching on the stream. There'd be supporters who maybe are finding ways to find out how we're doing and hoping and praying that we're successful. So to the large Linfield blue men, women, children and everybody around the world, I want to thank them personally from the bottom of my heart. It means a great deal when you get the support and the affection of great people.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Andy.